back up.
Third chill, motherfucker!
Woo!
So, I was thinking, maybe people will listen to our third show, because we're too drunk.
Wait, they do or don't listen to it?
Should we tell them our format, how we do things? Maybe some people don't know.
We do news, then
well,
we do
yeah, yeah.
the movie.
We get together on a, like a night, a Friday night, a Saturday night, or whatever, and you know, we start getting drunk and doing our thing, and then we do a news segment of whatever's out that day. And that's what we put up that day, so it's fucking up to date. And then we do a movie that we have picked out.
That we've all watched a couple of times and have no...
Yeah, we just did E.T. That was our last movie, came out last week. And then we do a top five of something about that movie. And, you know, we've done all kinds of shit.
Something along the theme.
Yeah, we try to make some other theme. This one, we after doing watching E.T., you know, that movie had, you know,
it had Jason in tears.
No, it didn't have
I mean, he was
tears.
Using them as lube. It was
no, but when the movie was in theaters, a lot of people were walking out with tears in their eyes, man. It was a very emotional film. So our top five is top five movies that could make you cry. So that's... What'd you think of E.T., Harry Danny? Hi.
We didn't introduce
anybody. I just started talking, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
There's Danny over here.
Hi.
Yeah, she's here. I was kind of talking just in time because I was leaning his way. But, so we're going to do our top five. This is our third show of the night. It's, and these two, you got good top fives for us tonight or what?
I'm set. I'm solid.
So, we gotta look at crossovers. If we do that, we kind of do a little under
yep.
the table bet.
We gotta do our under the table bet on the crossovers. I'm gonna go big fat goose egg.
Wow, really?
I'm gonna bet none of you guys crossing over with me.
Damn, that's ballsy. All right.
I'm also pretty sure nobody's going to cross over with me.
Wow, Danny.
I would think that you two would at least have one. But me personally, I'm
no. You're not. You're not.
No, you're voting on.
No.
You're betting on total crossovers, not just your own crossovers.
No, how many that we might have?
One. Oh,
okay,
we
one.
With me or none.
We.
No,
with all
you of us. With one of us. Either one of us.
Oh, I thought it was for all of us.
Well, I mean, and one that count as one.
I've been betting bad. This
no,
is like the first time I played crap.
Right.
Anyway.
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Lost $80 in like 30 seconds.
Here's the thing. I know that.
I think a movie would count as 1 point. No matter who has it, a movie.
If you and I have a crossover,
if I had the Goonies and
Indiana
Jones,
crossover, does that count? If you and I both say Indiana Jones and she says Star Wars, does that count as a point for her or no? Or a point for both of us?
I'm going to say that nobody is going to cross over with mine.
If we,
I think
you two would totally have at least one.
No, you're not betting on that. You're betting on your personal. How
no,
many crossovers
none.
You
none.
Top five?
None.
Your
neither
top five has
with
either one of ours.
Neither of
okay.
you will have my.
My bet
is one per movie. It's not.
Yeah.
Same movie counts as two.
Okay.
It's one per movie. One vote per movie.
It should be one per person.
No, because if
just to fuck over the betting system.
No,
maybe
no, we're not. We don't even like do this right anyway.
Really
I have no
don't.
Idea what our ratings at.
I think I'm ahead like a lot.
I thought I was ahead by a couple.
No, I'm way ahead of you.
Okay.
Well, let us know
Jason,
at Trump's Film Commentary.
Yeah. If you're keeping tally at home.
JTB.
My crossover, I'm going to say, you said zero, you said zero?
Yeah.
I'm going to say one.
All right.
So who's he betting against, me or you?
It doesn't, no, you're not betting against it. You're betting for one of
for
your...
total.
One of your picks.
He's betting against both
I'm
of
I'm betting one of my picks is chosen by one of you guys.
Well, I said that, too. I'm pretty sure none of my picks are chosen by either of you, but I'm pretty sure you two are going to cross over.
Yeah.
That's not what you're betting on. You're not betting us two, yeah.
Well, you could talk shit about my bet all you want.
Well, you do a side bet if you want, but...
Side bet? Hold on, let me get to the side real quick. Side bet?
I think you and Jason are going to cross over. You guys are going to cross streams,
hey,
totally.
I'll bet you a shot we don't.
All right, I'm in.
All right.
Bet you a shot you do.
So we're all doing shots at the end, then?
Apparently.
All right. So who wants to start? You want me to start?
Yes, sure. I want you to start because this is your fucking stupid ass category.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, because E.T. is supposed to be, you know, it's a very emotional film.
For those that don't know, in our little group discussion that you guys don't get to see, we decided, Jason decided, he's normally the group leader, which is why we let him say he's
which
the host.
Scary.
Yeah, I'm the host.
We let him say that. Yeah. It's fine. And, but he decided that he wanted to do tearjerkers.
Without you.
Yeah, obviously you're nothing without your supporting cast, I guess is what we are. But,
Madeline, hello, Mark?
Man, Mark, you guys want to come in and deal with this shit? Go ahead.
Nobody wants to deal with this shit that much.
I just asked for a top five.
Anyways.
He's not asking for a fucking... Get along, you asshole. I'm asking for a top five. Five fucking movies, you fucking dick.
But it's five movies for over a year now.
Right? We've been doing this way too long.
Well, then, anyways. So
Wait, hold on. I tell these two assholes 2 weeks ago.
Asshole.
We're doing E.T. and top five tearjerkers, like I call them, or movies that make you cry, or something like that.
Wait.
And they both said, thumbs up, yay, whatever you fuck you said, don't care.
It came to light that Danielle did not read it. She did not read that message.
I never
she
do.
She just thumbs up it. But I mean, I only have a solid top three. The other two are still in.
These two are like, wait, what?
I'm winging it. Well, here's the thing. Excuse me. I need another cigarette.
I'm sorry, I came prepared time.
How many movies have actually made you cry?
That depends. Do we include the 4D movies where I get kicked
Jason,
in the nuts?
But Jason, honey, you're sensitive.
No, it's...
So, anybody else?
No, it's a lot of time.
I don't cry
music.
That often,
music
let alone
cinema,
in a movie.
Right.
Music and
I cry maybe twice a year.
Can control emotions in a special way.
It can. I concur.
And that's most of my picks are very musical based. Well, a couple of them are really, but yeah, it's just stuff.
All right, so are you gonna start?
Yeah, are you gonna say your number five or what?
I guess because you two have no fucking number five.
I have a number five.
My number five is Marley and Me.
What a pussy.
2008.
God.
Hey, no, Marley.
You didn't
a good
see
dog.
That happening.
Yeah, the dog dies at the end. Really?
But then they bury him under the tree in the front yard.
Let me guess, what's your number four? A Walk to Remember?
I don't know what that means.
Chick starts out the movie with cancer. You don't think she dies at the end?
I don't know what that means.
I laughed in that movie.
Are you talking about your mom again?
No, that was Patch Adams you're thinking of.
No, I was thinking of a different one, but yeah.
Oh, no, wait, no, I know what you're thinking of. Shit, I'm an idiot. That's not Patch Adams. I don't know why I said that.
But no, Owen Wilson's. Jennifer
it,
Aniston. I like her. She's
that.
Cute.
That's the first movie that after she got old from Friends that she was hot again in.
Yeah. That was a good
but she had as hot as she is. She had a period where she wasn't that good looking.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was only like 10 years, but then she came out with Marley and Me, and she looked hot again. And then she did the Horrible Bosses movies where she plays the freak. Yeah,
that's kind of weird.
And
yeah.
now she's right back up in
and
the top five.
She's like, look at me, I have no makeup on. Give me an Oscar.
Yeah, that fucking thing.
But I'm
glad I didn't. Watch
I've only
the whole
seen
thing.
Marley and Me once, actually, to be honest.
Because you were too sad.
Yeah, you know, I didn't actually cry, but I did kind of go well a little bit, you know. When they're standing underneath the fucking yard,
it's
the tree.
I understand why it's a sad premise.
That dog's
because I could tell it from a mile away. It wasn't that sad to me.
It's still sad.
You know what I mean?
What? You know what? When you pick up a dog and you pick up any pet, you know it's gonna like George Carlin said, this is gonna end badly.
That's true.
Well, you
know,
and
you know he's one of my life models. So.
It's probably...
Apparently he's Jason's.
Hopefully it's going to die before you.
Well, he did a paper on him, if you haven't heard.
I have.
You tell me that at least once a week.
So did my father.
I see you like once a month.
Yeah, it's weird. You just email me out of the blue. I did a paper on George Carlin.
Hey, I
don't
right.
give a
all
shit.
Right. All right. So anyway. No crossover with Marley and me, obviously.
No, obviously not, no.
Just in time.
I was burn. More tearful in Wrath of Khan.
Just in time. You're five.
My number five.
Yeah.
Well, we're going opposite
five.
Order. All right. My number five.
Your fifth one, yes.
It's a toss up, and I'm throwing a game time decision in there. And honestly,
I don't know.
It's Gremlins 1 or Gremlins 2.
What the
fuck? I'm kidding.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was funny to me. No, it's a Wonderful Life, honestly. I'm throwing that as my number 5.
Never saw that.
Really? Mm-hmm. You've never turned the TV on at Christmas time?
Actually, he told me he's never seen it, and I'm like, what?
That's pretty amazing.
I've seen parodies of it, so I'm aware of the...
The premise. Yeah.
Like how I am with Star Wars. I get it.
Yeah.
I just don't care enough.
No, I don't know.
Wow. I understand now.
I'm glad I could make that connection for you. I'm glad I could make that.
Look, our relationship just got that much stronger, maybe?
You're welcome.
Not sure.
You owe me $5 each.
I'm not sure if it's stronger, though. Let's see.
So your number 4 was Star Wars,
charted at 20.
No. No, that's not what I said.
No, but it's a Wonderful Life. Alright, well, what's your number 4 then?
Wait, I didn't pick my 5.
Right, your number 5.
Keep going.
No, normally we go this way, so I was going... For those who can't see me,
I'm
pointing opposite Roto over normal Roto.
Waving his hand around.
What's your number 5?
My number 5 is It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Because I won.
Every time a bell rings,
with Al Bundy and Sam Kinison.
Suck my dick with that quote. But no, I can understand where he comes from. Every once in a while, I feel like I shouldn't even be here. And it almost makes me tear up. I'm not saying it's actually a tearjerker. It makes me cry.
As somebody else who has seen the movie, I get it.
It's one of those. It pulls your heartstrings.
It's a feel good. It's a feel good.
You see how okay his life is, and then you see how terrible everyone else's life is. I guess when he's not around, and you're like, but you do matter. You do. Why don't you see this?
Yeah,
and that's kind of how I feel.
And that's why it's a classic, right?
And another reason is, I don't know, I'm one of those people that they dump their problems on me.
Well, honey, you know that's because you're at the bar all the time.
Exactly.
I see two of just in time.
And they...
Oh, great.
That
drunk.
Sucks, dude. That sucks that you're seeing two of me.
I'm good.
I don't even like seeing one of me.
Well, not two.
My girlfriend barely stands
like
it.
Four eyes, though.
If she could see like a third of me, she'd be happy.
Justin definitely has four eyes. Holy shit. You have four eyes.
Okay. Yeah. So my number 5. Wee. So I don't know if either one of you have actually ever seen the movie. Probably not, because it's a chick flick. Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
Nope.
I've seen it. It's not on my top 5.
It's funny, and yet it makes you sad, because...
What was that, mid-80s or so?
Yeah, and Julia Roberts' character, she...
My sister used to watch that movie all the time.
She dies because she has the diabetes.
Wait, no, we had that on tape with something else.
But there's...
Wait, which one does?
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
finally.
Dolly Parton.
That's like one of her first roles, isn't it? Julia Roberts?
Dolly Parton is in that. Holy shit, that is her, yeah. Wait, that was pre-boob job, though.
You got a year on that?
For Dolly Parton?
For, like, she had, like, okay, not pre...
I'm like, you see my face, right? That bitch has always had them.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, Dolly Parton, she is, okay, in my opinion...
Magnolia, is that 86?
Can I explain the Dolly Parton thing?
Hold on.
Was it 86?
Dolly Parton's had 3 sets of tits that I've seen.
Well, you need
she
to
had her
that.
Normal, and then she had her normal, and then she had the first augment, and then she had the ridiculous. And this was in the first augment, I believe.
All right, we don't have the video for this.
My favorite is Shirley.
Move your hand movement.
My favorite
we
is...
We see it.
Son of a bitch, you're right. You cannot see my hand.
Shirley
I was
MacLaine.
Demonstrating breast size.
Yeah, you were doing a good job with that.
Shirley MacLaine in the movie, she plays Weeza. Weeza Boudreau. And she hates fucking people. Just everyone. And I love
people
her.
People who are fucking?
Just every fucking body.
Oh.
I'm not
and
gonna lie, I really thought you were
her.
Gonna say a different word after fucking.
And she cracks me up because she has like a St. Bernard or some kind of big dog like that. And everything drives
it. It's a St. Bernard,
it's a
you're right,
Bernard
yeah.
Or a Great
yeah it's, no, it's a Beethoven, so it's a St. Bernard.
Oh, yeah.
But that dog, Beethoven. Everything drives that dog crazy, and she is crazy because of that dog. But she loves that dog, so every time something happens, she yells at people because it's upsetting her dog. Either way, If you watch it just to hear her quotes throughout the fucking movie, you'll laugh. If you watch it because you want the feel-good owies, then you'll see the whole thing where Julie Roberts is Sally Field's daughter, Dolly Parton is the lady that does hair in the town, and Daryl Hannah just gets out of an abusive relationship and goes and finds a job with Dolly Parton. So it's one of those things. So, like, it's, everybody's helping. It's a bunch of women empowering women thing,
yeah.
And it's great. But it, then it's sad because Julie Roberts' character ends up dying at the end. But the whole town chips in. You know what I mean? Like, it gets better, but then it's sad.
It makes sense for the movie, though. It does. It does.
Life goes on, kind of thing.
As you're talking about it, I'm remembering more and more about the movie. I totally
never
forgot Daryl Hannah was in it.
Yeah.
But
then she plays a little quiet, mousy girl. And then
she seems to be in every fucking movie. Like, seriously.
She blends
every movie from 1980 to 2001, she's in somewhere.
She blends right in.
Like,
and
oh my
yeah.
God. It's probably easier to play fucking Six Steps of Daryl Hannah these days.
You know they're doing a Splash remake?
Yeah,
I heard about that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
With Channing Tatum as a mermaid. Yeah, it's weird.
No, but did you hear about the Google thing they did a couple years ago? It's one of those, like, stupid Easter eggs. You can do 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon with the... and just in Google. Just go to Google, and you go to, like, it's... You type
in... Isn't there a website you go to anyway and do it?
There is, but you can just go right to Google now.
Okay.
You just go to... You type in Kevin Bacon, and then it's, like, the asterisk star, and then another actor, and it'll tell you every movie... It'll tell you every combination.
Okay.
From, like, one movie to 6 movies or whatever.
Alright.
It's neat. It's neat Easter egg. Like, the dual barrel roll thing. You ever heard about that one?
No.
If you go to Google and you type in dual barrel roll,
the page spins.
They got a bunch of stupid shit like that. Good for Google.
Number four?
My number four.
Jason's.
Oh.
My number four.
You started. We're going opposite. You're fucking
wrong
up here.
Yeah, we're fucking everything up. Is
one
of my favorite John Hughes movies from 1987. Steve Martin.
Take plus mine.
Steve Martin and John Candy. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's a good one.
That's a very, you know, they kind of meet up. They're both businessmen trying to get to Chicago before Thanksgiving. And they kind of meet up by accident, and they're forced together by circumstance.
Forced upon each other.
Yeah. And they learn to deal with each other. And towards the end, you know, John Candy's fucking a great fucking character in it. He talks about his wife and this and that, and he talks about his family he's going to. And then later on, when they finally separate in Chicago, Steve Martin starts to think about all these, like, cryptic messages he said.
And you realize he doesn't actually have anywhere to go.
So
yeah.
He gets, somehow he hops over on the other train, makes the train turn around and go back, one or the other. He gets back to it and finds him, and it's cool. Cause it's a great movie because...
Wait. Kenosha, Wisconsin's mentioned in that movie.
No, that's in Home Alone.
No, it's in... Playing Trains and Automobiles too, I believe.
I don't think so.
I think it was, but
double check me, Danielle.
But there's just like stories about these lonely souls on the road, and they both represent different parts of us. Like Steve Martin's like the career driven,
the
priority driven
guy,
and John Candy's like the kid who believes in like the passion and love and happiness
and
all
drives
that shit.
The wrong way down the fucking interstate.
It was not, Kenosha was not mentioned in it. Wisconsin was, because he was wearing a Wisconsin badge.
Oh.
But, no, there wasn't any mention of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Was there Racine, maybe?
I don't think so.
Double check.
But that's my number four.
I'm pretty sure he sold the shower rings in Kenosha, Racine, Milwaukee, somewhere.
Well, now you say Milwaukee, it's opening up a lot.
I thought it was Kenosha. If it's not Racine, then...
You know what? It was something that,
Kenosha was in...
So it was...
Home Alone.
Yeah,
it
no,
was
I know
not,
that one.
It was not mentioned, but Modine was mentioned, and Modine Manufacturing is in Racine.
Okay.
So...
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. I remember seeing some...
He worked for Modine or something about Modine, but something happened, and... So Modine Manufacturing Company was mentioned, and yet that's in Racine. But
that's my number four, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
All right.
Next.
You
know, that was odd,
you know what?
Considering you told me you had some really good tearjerkers, and then it was that. I mean, it was weird.
I get it, though. Sure. I get it. I get it. Don't worry. My number four is it's a little movie you might have heard of. It's called The Lion King.
Oh boy.
You know when, what? It was on my top, but I took it out.
When Mufasa gets thrown into the wildebeest stampede, and Simba's trying to fucking save him. And you know Simba's got no chance of saving that big-ass lion, because he's a small-ass cub. And you see his brother Scar, who, interesting fact, if you read the there's been books published by Disney that correlate to this. It's Scar's name before he got the scar across his eye is Garbage. So they literally named their kids Garbage and King. And you wonder why Scar is evil.
Just but, to let you know.
But anyway, but yeah, when he long live the king, and it's the whole what's the Shakespeare play that it's all
Othello?
No, not Othello.
Romeo and Juliet.
Hamlet. Yeah, it's all a Hamlet play, yeah. But it's because I saw it when I was so young.
It's so funny that you guys are mentioning these things. I can't wait until we come to the taglines. Go ahead.
I at least tear up, and I remember 4 or 5 years ago they re-released Lion King in the theaters.
Yeah.
And I actually had a couple tears come down seeing it in the theaters again. You know what I mean? I kind of remember seeing it in theaters, but I don't remember if I actually saw it in theaters or if my grandparents' TV was just big. You know what I mean?
Sure,
I went and saw the Lion King play when we were down in Disney.
I've seen the play before. My aunt took us down to it in Chicago.
That will make you cry. That's what made me cry, not the movie.
I was 12, 13 when I saw the play, so the play was kind of a little lost on me.
The movie had a much bigger impact. I had a third grader, second grader, so when I saw it, I was like,
I was the third or second grader.
Well,
so.
My fourth is My Girl.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay. Nobody ever saw that one? 1991, Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Oh,
Anna Chumley, Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah.
Veda was her name.
Wait, is that the one with the bees, or is that the first one? Okay.
Macaulay Culkin's character was, like, totally in love with Veda. Veda was totally in love with him.
And they go to the tar pit.
And he lost his ring, or she lost her ring.
Yep.
He went back to go get it.
And
but he's allergic to bees, and a whole nest fell on him and killed him. And her dad, Dan Aykroyd,
is
a mortician. So she lives in the funeral home. So she sees everything, and Grandma Sultanfuss, what is the last? It's something like Sultanfuss, Grandma's got Alzheimer's and dementia.
Whatever the fuck it is.
So, like, it's all these weird things, but you totally see, like, it's the young crush, the young love. It was her first boyfriend that wasn't her boyfriend, because they were just friends.
They kissed one time on the porch, yeah.
And then he went back to go and get her ring that she lost at the tar pits. And he never came back.
He rode four hours on the bus or whatever back after, later on that night, and he broke
and
into the tar, like the little
you
break
don't
tar
see
bit.
Love like that anymore. Let me tell you, okay? Now they're like, bitch, I will Google that shit and find you a new one. Fuck that shit. We're not going back. But yeah, so it was really cute, and that was something I liked.
Nice. What was that?
It was My Girl. That's
and it will make you cry if you even I haven't seen it since I saw it.
First one or was it or the second one or was it My Girl or My Girl 2 where with the mechanic
shop?
It
was a 2, wasn't it?
It was a 2, but in
that was, 2 that was
Macaulay
2.
Culkin wasn't in it.
Yeah, no, that was that's 2 I'm thinking of.
Yeah, that was when
two
she
was
grew up and
good.
Found her second love.
Yeah, 2 was also good, but not nearly as good as 1.
All right, my number 3.
Solid pick, Daniel.
Yes. My number 3 has a character named Herb Brooks. You know who Herb Brooks is, Justin Time?
Blazing Saddles.
No, I don't know.
There's a Herb Brooks in
Blazing
Saddles.
You know Herb Brooks
I don't.
No, he was a hockey coach.
Miracle? Really?
Yeah. Fucking miracle. He, this story is fucking movie. It was made in 2004 based on the 1980... men's Olympic hockey team, and Herb Brooks
was
the coach.
Story.
And he was played by Kurt Russell, who did fucking good. did a great job.
One of Kurt Russell's better roles.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. And you know how it's going to end, but it's still tense, the last one, fucking ending.
You almost think they're going to change history in the movie.
Well, like I said earlier, it's like the music that drives it and gets it going and builds the tension and gets it going and gets into it. And a big thing was that Herb Brooks, the actual real dude, he died in a car accident before the film was released. Like, in between when it was done and before it was released.
When was the movie released? It was
2004.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it four or was it? Obviously,
yeah. It was four. Yeah, because he died.
I thought it was
three,
but
yeah,
right, he died in
August of 2003. So.
Okay, but yeah, he died just after film was shooting, but before it came out. But Kurt Russell, he's as Herb Brooks. He has like a locker room speech where he tells the players, like, tonight we are the greatest hockey team. You were born to be hockey players. You were meant to be here. That's it. And you were meant to be here. I should have been more forceful in that last part.
You were forceful enough. It's okay.
That's my number three is Miracle.
All right.
And apparently we're done for the night.
No,
so
we're not. What happened?
The music come through? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop.
He doesn't have his headphones on because the headphones are very heavy right now.
Oh, God.
It is. We don't have the air on because we're in...
It picks up. But Danielle, hold on. Just to recap real quick. What was your number one or your number five?
My number five?
Yeah, before we got into the My Girl. Your number five, not your number four.
I just said I was like, My Girl, what? It was Steel Magnolias.
Okay, thank you. Just up.
Keep a track, okay.
Just
nobody said anything. Yeah, it's fine.
Double check.
My number three.
My number three? My number three is it's a little film. It's a lot of people call it a knockoff of another very famous franchise.
Okay.
This character has that they say he's knocked off, he's fought everyone from Mothra to Godzilla himself. But my number three is Mighty Joe Young.
What?
Yeah. It's call it a King Kong knockoff, if you will. I don't give a shit. That movie makes me cry my dick off. It's so
Does
sad.
He die at the end?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, the big gorilla, he dies.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Just
aww.
Like every other King Kong film.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, it's pretty sad. I remember crying. The movie, to me, it's so good. Because when I was a kid, it was good, and it would make me cry every time.
Yeah.
But
that's
I would
the
watch
98
it. Yes,
version.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, with the sign language gorilla and everything, and it's
oh, basically, I remember that one.
Yeah, they take like the most intelligent gorilla they have, and they release him into the wild, and then he has kids or whatever, and it's one's big or whatever, and
it's
something like that, and he's so nice and he's so gentle, and they kill him for no fucking reason.
And Charlize Theron's in there, so...
Yeah.
There's
and there's also a scene with her. She's in, like, a skimpy tank top. That was a good part,
I was like,
too.
Isn't there most of that? But...
Yeah.
All right.
It gets me.
Nice. That's your number three?
My numero three.
Is what we're going to say? Okay.
Mighty Joe Young.
All right. Cool.
All right. So my number three, I actually just watched this movie. It's from 2014. I wanted Jason to watch it with me one day. He went to work, and I was like, screw it, I'm not going out tonight. I'm going to sit home and watch this movie. I watched this movie, and I cried like a blubbering fool. And that movie is If I Stay. I know, it's weird, and all of this, like, nobody else has seen it, and I understand it. But this girl, she's raised in a family of hippies that love music.
Yeah.
And everybody plays an instrument, and her parents are teachers of music, and they get together, and they have wine and friends over and hang out, and it turns into a big fucking kumbaya circle and shit. And she's really good at cello, and she's going to go to music school, but then everything gets flipped upside down. Her and her family are on her way on a vacation. They get into a car crash. Oh. She's unconscious. She's in the hospital, and it kind of shows that, like, subconscious shit of... She's laying in a hospital bed. She's about ready to die. Everybody else, her dad died already. Her mom's died already. Her brother's in the hospital. And then you see her seeing that her brother's now dead, and she's the only one in the family still alive. And so it's one of those things of she could cross to the other side or she can stay. And then she's dating this guy who's kind of a punk rock, but he enjoys her classical upbringing as well. And when he starts playing the classical music to her while she's laying in the hospital bed, it draws her back from trying to just say, fuck it all, I'm leaving, and I'm going to go be with my family on the other side, wherever that may be. And she comes back and wakes up to basically live and stay and live a happily ever after type of thing with him. So it's kind of one of those, like, you're watching the whole, like, half of the movie is basically her in that whole other dimension of, you wonder what happens if you're unconscious. Like, can you hear people talking to you when you're in a hospital bed and you're unconscious and they're coming to say their last goodbyes? Can you hear it?
According to my dad, you can.
Well, and that's the thing. Some people that come back, they're like, I heard you, but I didn't hear this. I heard this and that. So it's like, yeah, but
my dad,
are you sleeping or are you actually watching from an out-of-body experience type of thing?
Okay, this is how my dad described me talking to him when I thought he was dying. This was after his first stroke. I've been rushing him to the hospital. I don't mean to. I'm not going to go on very long with the story or anything like that. But he's in the ICU, whatever it was.
Right.
And he's in.
He's intubated.
He wasn't in a room, but he wasn't quite in emergency care. He was on his way to a room. And they didn't know what the fuck was going on. They didn't know why he was having a stroke, whatever. And he actually had two in the time it took us to get into the hospital. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, Dad, I don't know what's going on with you. And I'm telling him, like, I don't want you to go, don't go. And he was like, I heard you saying don't go, and I didn't go. And he's like, I don't really remember much, but I remember you. He's like, I heard you saying that, and I just didn't go. He's like, I don't know what I did or didn't do, but I wasn't quite here, but I wasn't quite dead. My dad, he's the reason I'm an agnostic. And he's like, I'm just too unsure.
Right.
I've heard too much other shit. He's like, I know people who've been legally dead and come back, and it's all kind of muddled.
Weird. Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things that intrigues me about the medical field in general, is that you're just like, well, could this, like, you can't, when do you actually call out? You know what I mean? Like, it's weird, and I know, and Jason.
My dad put it, this is how he put it to me, he's like, this was before he had his strokes or anything, and we were talking about, I had the big questions about death and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm asking him, and he's like, I don't know what happens. No one really does.
You're gone. You can't come back and tell everybody what happened.
He told me, he was like, if I go, I don't care what you do with my body, anything like that. And I was like, what happens to you? You know what I mean? Like, I'm 10, 11, 12 years old at the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, but what happens to, like, you? Like, yeah, obviously your body, it's going to go in the ground or whatever. You know what I mean? I didn't even know about cremation at the time, I don't think.
Right.
But,
probably,
I just assumed you got buried when you died, no matter what.
Most of your family probably did by then.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
The couple funerals I've been to, everyone's been buried. And so I'm like, well, what happens to you? He's like, no one knows. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I hope something cool, but probably nothing.
Yeah, what if it just all shuts down and that's it? You're done. It's like a computer. It shuts down, the battery goes off, and
that's
it's done.
That's fucked up you said that, because my dad said it the exact same. He was like, it's probably like a computer.
A candle eats and breathes and lives.
And then it's
and
eventually
it
done.
Out, what happened to it?
It's over.
It's just done.
But I like the way Mikey Feathers puts it. If you think about it, they say energy can only be converted, it can't be ended.
Yeah, so.
And if you think about yourself as energy,
then
you exist in some form, no matter what. But
yeah, you're fertilizer, too.
But he's also the guy that said to me, what happened before you were born?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the way you look at it.
You're talking to the guy that's the only thing in life that I fear is death.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm pissed because I'm going to miss stuff.
Yeah.
And I told him, that's not my fear. I don't fear death at all. I don't. Not one bit. I don't fear death.
I fear
death.
That bad day that's going to come someday.
I don't fear death. Or I fear
a bad day.
I fear yeah. somebody putting
you're
me on life support.
You're
going to
be like in a fucking ambulance or something, and you're going to have things hooked up to you. Eventually,
and you're going
to
know.
Eventually,
I fear
a bad
shitting
day
myself.
Come.
Yeah.
I fear shitting myself. That's what I fear.
I don't give a shit about shitting myself.
I fear
I'll shit
shitting
myself,
myself
right now.
In front of a hot,
me?
In front of a hot
so
ambulance.
What was your number three?
I fear shitting
what was your number three?
My number three was.
Oh wait, we.
Mine. It was me. It was
yeah.
if I stay.
Okay,
yeah.
So my number two now.
Yes.
Is a franchise film, music by Bill Conti, started in 1976. Rocky.
Oh,
oh, that makes you tear up.
Dude,
you guys
come on.
Have the weirdest fucking film.
He's the fucking underdog, and he says, "I saw go the distance." And he does go the. It's the music. It's the music.
It's uplifting, I guess.
Every
are we doing musicals? I didn't realize.
Apparently,
doing
he is. He's
every
musicals
Rocky,
that make his pussy cry.
Every Rocky movie, but Rocky Five.
Rocky
moment.
Five was the best one.
No, now you're being stupid.
If we're talking about
ooh,
musicals that
wrong.
Make your pussy cry, number five is the best.
I think he's going to throw up.
I might. It might
anyways,
happen.
Right,
so
please get to your number two.
No, Rocky is fucking awesome.
No,
yeah,
Rocky, it is awesome.
Great.
I can understand. I can understand how you would well up
in Rocky
chest.
Two, Adrian, she's in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And she wakes up and he's like,
yeah.
What should I do? Win. And
my
the music starts like.
I can't say anything because my number two is also a movie series. I didn't want to pin any of it down. It's the How to Train Your Dragon series.
What?
Yes. The second movie, especially How to Train Your Dragon 2, but that's all about.
Oh, all the sandwiches and shit.
I'm sorry, I've never seen one of those movies, and I don't know what the sandwiches mean.
No, I'm sorry, what the
so
sandwiches.
No, the guy's name is Hiccup.
No, they're like sandwiches and hot dogs. They fight each other. Meatballs. Meatballs. Or like the meatballs one.
Oh my god, that's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, yeah. Same fucking movie, right?
No.
Just in time, you're done. Over. We don't like that one.
That's my number two, so.
Is Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs?
No, it's How to Train Your Dragon 1 and 2. And that one actually had a deep meaning.
Is that,
like, go
is that
fuck
a porno
yourself.
One?
I'm going to train your dragon if you don't shut the fuck up.
The dog is asleep somewhere.
On the couch.
You know what? He likes
go.
Me. He can lick my asshole.
He still has
he
to
would.
Go out, which means that I get to take him out because Jason does not look like he's in any shape to do shit.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. So my number two.
Yes.
Is Armageddon.
Armageddon it on.
Armageddon. You know why? Because at the end, when Dad's gonna die. Yeah, nobody likes that song. Don't play the song. It's just when your dad is your only person in your life. You don't have your mother there.
And
so,
how do you think I felt on the way to the hospital?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So there's a. So you see, I have legit fucking movies, whereas you guys have weird fucking shit.
Mine all have legit reasons because someone
great.
Giggling through them doesn't mean my picks are any less tear-jerkery.
Tear-jerkery.
Hey, Rocky fucking is...
Because this non-headphone-wearing son of a bitch.
Fucking Rocky.
So anyways, great. Armageddon, because of the fact that it's your only parental figure and he's going to kill himself for the greater good.
You know what?
And
I,
you get to say
I
goodbye
totally,
to him.
I totally get Armageddon because my sister cries every time. But she also
my
cries at Braveheart.
Sorry, Scott. My brother cries at this movie, and I couldn't stop laughing because the first time I watched it was we were sitting at home, and it was on, like, DirecTV, like HBO or some movie channel. And I looked over because it was me, my ex-husband, my kid, and my brother. And I looked over at my brother, and he was like... And you hear him breathing heavy, but you see his face like all mean mugging. He looked like fucking what's that guy's name?
You and Tyler?
No, the swimmer dude that just mean mugged the other guy.
Michael Phelps.
He looked like Michael Phelps as all. He didn't get the mean face on. so that he wouldn't cry. And I looked at my brother, I go, are you crying? His eyes were all red, and he jumped up, and he's like, no, and he walks away. Alright, so I'm sure you're turning up the music. So. Okay, Jason, you're number one.
Armageddon song.
Yeah, you're number one.
I mean, you could turn it down and let her finish her story.
Fine.
Well, she was telling her story. How was that?
No, she was like halfway through it.
No, don't tell me that.
Context cues, bro.
Are you going to go on with your number one, or are we done?
I thought you were going to continue talking about Armageddon.
No.
I have an interesting point about Armageddon.
Are you a big Armageddon fan?
Armageddon's the first movie I ever saw my mom cry at, and my dad laugh at my mom crying. If that makes anyone feel better.
No, it's kind of like this relationship right now.
Yeah, it's fitting, if nothing else.
Yeah.
That's funny.
My dad laughed at it for the same reason Ben Affleck said it's the worst movie he's ever been in. Wouldn't it be cheaper to train astronauts to drill?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, a lot cheaper. And my mom's crying for the same reason you were crying.
But then you wouldn't have Steve Buscemi in a movie.
He's in enough.
But I like him.
He's hard to look at.
Crazy eyes.
And certain movies he's hard to look at. Certain movies he looks okay in.
No.
Have you seen him in Boardwalk Empire? Oh, that's a TV series, I suppose. But I guess that doesn't count. But he fits that role really well. I saw. Anyways, Jason, what's your number one now that you got your old lady pissed off? Mine's been pissed since I got here, so.
Yeah. Oh, number one?
Your numero uno.
Oh, Turner and Hooch, number one.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
A man and his dog.
Yeah, well, it's Tom Hanks.
Son of a bitch. Hooch. Wait, I never even said my second. We skipped over my number two.
How? It came from you to me.
We never said my number two.
What's your number two?
I just realized I never
Didn't
said
you
it.
Did you have your dragons?
Huh?
It was your dragons.
Okay.
What?
My number two is Homeward Bound. The saddest movie of all time.
Homeward Bound.
With the two dogs and the cat that get
lost.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I remember
that. What was your number three?
Which one died?
My number
the old dog.
No, he comes back, Shadow.
He dies in the original.
No, he doesn't.
In the original, he does.
Oh, in the one from the 50s? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, 50s.
Yeah. I forget that that's a old remake. Dog, I like the 80s version better, where he lives.
Yeah, that came out after I was older, so.
Anyways, so now we're back to your number one.
That's nice. Yeah, Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch.
Hooch is Bordeaux Mastiff, big, sloppy ass, fucking dumb dog. And he takes a fucking bullet.
You just like Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, good. I like him.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hanks. And yeah, and he acts really fucking good when the dog's dying. And he's sad. I'll watch it. I love that movie. I'll watch it up until once the dog is shot, okay, movie's over.
And you really did do that the other day.
Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I believe it.
Right after that part, I'll watch the movie, and then that's it. And, you know, it's sweet, because, you know, there's puppies, so there's another one at the very end, so it's like, oh, Michael's on, blah, blah, blah. But
I was always waiting for Turner and Hooch, too. Electric Booga Hooch.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's my number one, Turner and Hooch. 1989. Tom Hanks. And Hooch.
Okay.
Good flick.
My number one is another Disney film, and it's animated. And
is it Bambi?
I'm a little old for Bambi. It's called The Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah.
Every single person in my age bracket cries
at
the end of this
fucking
movie.
Yeah, all you little kids love the fucking Iron Giant.
Dude, it's the saddest fucking movie. Let me put it this way. I would put the Iron Giant over Superman, Batman, Goku, whoever you got.
The
Iron Giant will win.
Wasn't that some big dumb fucking...
It was,
Not Rock.
No, it was the Rock? Before Rock. No, it was way before The Rock was even famous.
It was The Other Rock.
It was Vin Diesel.
Yeah, The Other
Vin
Rock.
Vin Diesel, yeah. The Other Rock, The White Rock?
The Other Rock, yeah.
The White Rock, The Pebble.
Is one white, one not? I don't know.
Yeah, The Rock is Samoan, so he's like tan.
They both look tan.
He's like burnt sienna.
Okay, alright.
That's funny.
So, Iron Giant, yeah, I've heard good things about that.
It's incredibly sad.
Right,
but it's incredibly good.
Danielle, what's your number one?
Well, you guys kind of made fun of my number one, and yet I had a tie for a number one, which is really weird, because my number one, one of them's like a cartoon, and one of them is a real thing that could actually happen in life, so it's kind of weird. But yes, Bambi. Would be one.
I never saw it.
Really? I own it on VHS.
Hey, interesting fact about Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
The hunter in Bambi is the only person to actually kill somebody in a Disney film.
Huh. Isn't the hunter in Little Red Riding Hood the same?
No, they don't die. And that's technically not a Disney film.
Or Dalmatians make the coat.
You never see anyone die.
Yeah, she doesn't kill him, I guess.
Kill at least half of them, come on.
You don't see it. And technically, no. If she killed half of them, the sequel would be 52 Dalmatians, not 102.
Okay, fair enough.
So there's that one. But then there's, I don't know if you guys know Stepmom.
With, what's her name with the red hair?
Nicole Kidman?
Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon, yes. Yes, Gina that Lou? Is a very sad movie.
She gets divorced,
and
her new
partner,
wife to be of her ex-husband, is Julia Roberts.
Yes.
And they're all kind of like, we're just trying to get it together for the kids. It was the cutest proposal. It was awful because Susan Sarandon's dying of cancer, and she doesn't want anybody to know because she's some strong,
she's so
single
proud,
mom
yeah.
and doesn't want her ex-husband and
that
and
movie came out right when my parents were getting a divorce.
Yeah,
it came out on VHS or something right when my parents were getting a divorce.
And so she doesn't want the new bitch taking over, but yet.
So she's trying to be the cool mom, but
she's feeling her out. And by the end of it, she's like, look, I'm not going to make it. I have cancer. I'm going to die. And you are the best woman to take care of my children, and I want you to know that. Like, she kind of passes the torch type of a thing.
Here's what it is. It's Mrs. Doubtfire. If Mrs. Doubtfire didn't have any humor in it,
I could see that.
And the dad was dating Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah, I could totally see it. But, yeah, so I see it because it's one of those things, too, of, like, it's a touchy subject.
The children loved her, but they didn't want to love her because they wanted to be loyal to their mom.
Yep.
But at the same time, her mom was like, I'm dying, so you might as well like this
But she
chick.
Didn't want the kids to know
yeah.
that. So she was telling the like, other woman, like, look, bitch. This
win
is what's going on. You need to work
Greg
for it.
Greg likes granola bars, so give him granola bars when he's getting cranky.
And
give Janine fucking yogurt.
She knew that
yogurt.
The kids didn't like her because mom didn't like her because she was, you know, twice as young as dad.
Yeah, and at the beginning of the movie, it's all about how you're supposed to hate this woman, and then the rest of the half of the movie is, well, you should love her because your dad loves her.
This is what you need to know about my children in order to treat them the way I would want them treated. And they both work together, and they both see it.
If you're going to take my shoes, here's how to fill them.
Yeah.
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 That's,
and it was... It is a good movie because of that, but, you know, and that's a fucking tearjerker.
That's a movie that definitely fell by the wayside when I was thinking about this. It didn't even make top 15. I didn't even
think
about that movie. I
thought
about the movie
like
in probably 20 years.
When he said tearjerkers, I'm like, you know what? There was three that came immediately to mind, and this was one of them, and it was one of those things where
which
I'm like,
was it again?
Stepmom. And it's from 1998 again. Those late 90s movies of me, apparently that's when I was watching them. And it didn't mean anything to me back then because I was married with a kid and I never...
Yeah, it had to have been coming out on VHS when I saw
yeah,
it then.
Later
yeah,
later on it was like one of those where you're going, damn, if I was to die, could I pick out a new wife for my newly ex-husband that would take care of my kids the way I would want them taken care of. And that would be kind of cool to be able to pick that and choose that.
I guess, yeah.
You know, and without him knowing, too.
I thought there was
better. You get
there
to
was
be
a bit of
bit.
Crafting involved.
Yeah, definitely.
It was, you're close, but I'm gonna get you all the way.
And it was her 20 years younger. Both redheads, both big mouths.
Yeah.
Both, you know, it was there.
All right. What the fuck is this song?
Jason doesn't have his headphones on.
It was going woo woo woo. Oh, that's my phone. I'm sorry.
I'm like, I hear it. What's
shit. Jordan's calling. But we're about done, so.
Everybody's good?
Yeah, I guess we did our top five.
What about our next one?
We have to hear some taglines. I don't think I'm allowed to guess.
I don't think Jason's allowed to guess either, but I am going to say
anyway. I see shit.
All right, so here's my first one.
Okay.
And it's not really.
Wait, what happened, Justin? You saw it?
No, Justin knows. There was comments made already tonight
that
led into it. Yeah, it led right into it. These aren't really taglines. I just kind of got quotes from the movie. That the first one is, "We're going now."
Hey,
all right, wait a minute. No,
Hold on, Justin's on the phone.
Yeah, I hear that.
I just did, but you called me back immediately. I thought I would be, but we're just finishing up.
Hi, Jordan.
Alright, I'm gonna
tell you a couple. Screaming at you? Love you. Alright. So, I'm gonna say a quote from the movie. Got it?
Go ahead.
Okay, we're going now. Alright, wait a minute. No drinking, no drugs, no kissing, no tattoos, no piercings, no animal ritual slaughters of any kind. Oh, God, I'm giving them ideas. Jason? No, you got nothing?
I'm fucking drunk. You got a year?
Really?
95?
99.
99. Damn.
99. Nothing. Wait, I got another one.
I know what it is, so I can't say shit.
I know you do.
Well, I fucking guess it.
Because I'm smart.
Jason's got nothing.
I guess it like 4 hours ago.
Yeah, he did. Wow.
Is it Star Wars?
What? Honey. No.
Can I get a lifeline?
And I get a lifeline. Alright,
I hate this many things about somebody.
You hate me. You hate the 10 things about you? That movie?
Hello, Katrina. Did you make anyone cry today?
No.
Sadly, no. But it's only 4:30.
What the fuck are you talking about? Is it the hate the 10 things? I hate 10
things
about you.
10 things I hate about you.
Oh, 10 things I hate. Okay.
I hate the way you talk to me and the way you cut your hair. I hate the way you drive my car. I hate the way you stare. Okay, I can't keep going.
Who picked this movie?
I did.
Why do you hate it?
I don't know. I like the movie, damn it.
Okay.
Keith Ledger's in it.
Is it streaming?
I own it. It's right behind you. Right where you sit. It is right behind you.
That's fine. So I've seen it every day of my life already.
Yes, but you've never watched it, and now you shall. All right.
So, what's this movie about? Where is the box? Well, we need to pick a top five, right?
You know what? I thought about that, and what I thought was, because this movie... is, well, I really thought a Julia Stiles movie, which means that we'd be watching a lot of, like, Bring It On and dance movies. Yeah,
I don't like
so
that.
I stopped because I knew you guys wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Then I thought Heath Ledger movies, which I figured you guys would come up with The Joker. So I stopped, and I rethought.
Isn't that a gay cowboy movie?
And I thought about...
Is that good?
I thought about, but we've none of us have ever watched one. So I thought about, what about... like an adaptation of Shakespeare.
This is an adaptation of
Taming of the Shrew.
Oh.
So something like Othello, something Romeo and Juliet.
And Shakespeare related.
Yeah.
Scenes. Yeah, too.
If you can find the
like
scene
a Hamlet-esque play.
Well, even Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio and
I would
and
not put that
Sarah
in
Dane.
A top five of anything.
You know what I mean?
But she's saying that sort of thing.
Yeah, that one would not.
What movie was I just?
Any Shakespeare-related thing. Something. Okay.
Lion King as,
right,
as Hamlet.
Right.
Something like that.
If you can find can find it and tell it obviously, then it would count.
Shakespeare-inspired.
But it's not.
Shakespeare-inspired plot line.
It's not.
There's themes,
I had another idea.
Well, I'll go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Otherwise, I was thinking girl punk music in a movie. Because she's such a feminist in the movie, and the music is female punk.
What was the first one? What was that? Was there
Shakespeare-esque.
All right. Shakespearean film.
I like it. I like it.
And that's it with DLC, huh?
I suppose so, huh?
This third show is fucking killing us.
No, honey,
it's
just your
just you. Tonight.
You can hit us up on
DrunkFilmCommentary@yahoo.com.
As well as?
You can search for us on Facebook. Just search Drunk Film Commentary.
Or?
And, Instagram. I believe you just got to search Drunk Film Commentary.
Anything else?
If you just Google us, Drunk Film Commentary, I think we're going to show up.
You'll find us on Podomatic.
Yeah, we're on the Podomatic, which will be your first pop-up.
Stitcher.
And what else? An iTunes.
Oh, iTunes. iTunes. We're on that fucking iTunes.
All right. Good night, guys.
Another drink.
Oh, third show.
Jason's going to go pass out now.
Okay. Making tinkly music till the dawn is breaking. Clang, clang, who cares a dang? What's the difference when you're on a spree? Over the teeth behind the gums, look out, summer can't. Here she comes. I have another drink on me.
We're down to cans again, so the bottles.
Yeah, I can still play.
Oh, you have a bottle?
I have two bottles.
Clink, clink, no more to drink. I have a colorful, but now it's gone. A drink, the glasses clink. Like the anvil chorus of my head is splitting. A breaky, a busting. What do I do now? Pink elephants are running
way
after
off.
Me. Those are simple smoothies. From now on, I'll stick to milk. Nothing else to drink for me.
Hey, if you made it this far, send an email at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com and say, I made it, fuckers.
I bet you won't.
Give us your fucking address, we'll send you a t-shirt.
That's the only way to get the exclusive DFC t-shirt.
Sent directly from DFC.
Directly. No middleman involved. Good night.